The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Final seconds are expiring. They didn't have Klay Thompson. They still don't have Kevin Durant. Raptors had to get a win against an undermanned Warriors team, and they do it tonight in Oakland. Toronto takes game three, 123-109. The Raptors take a 2-1 series lead in the NBA Finals.
Feels good. I mean, I don't think about what happened 2 years ago. Pretty much living in the now. And I'm just happy we were able to get a game three win, another step closer to our goal.
We got to just prepare ourselves to be focused on ourselves. And that's the one thing we've always done, and it's kind of continue to work on ourselves and work on what we can do. You know, we can't control anything else. You know, what the Warriors do, we just got to go out there and do what we can do to get better, continue to grow, and see what we can make adjustments on.
Klay's one of our best defenders, so we missed his defense. But again, that doesn't matter. You know, guys hurt, doesn't play, then you play the next guy.
Yeah, they play well the whole game. Like you said, every time we made a run or got the crowd into it, they either made a tough three or there was a tough, you know, foul call and they slowed the tempo down or something went their way. So you have to tip their cap to, you know, all the guys that made, you know, pivotal plays in the right times. But like you said, they play well. They deserve to win tonight.
All right. It just so happens we have a basketball expert filling in today. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. Raheel Ramzanali filling in today. I don't have a nickname for him yet, but we'll get one. And, of course, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You are good to go. Aaron will respond to your messages. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at the underscore Raheel, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday. We're almost to the weekend. Hopefully everybody's ready to have some fun today. Very happy to have Raheel Ramzanali filling in today. Thanks for doing this, man.
Absolutely, man. Sports and stuff.
Yeah, no pressure, but we're batting 1,000 on the fill-in so far for AJ. Everybody's done a great job.
Yeah, even Holly?
Yeah, even Holly.
I listened. It wasn't that great.
She was okay.
No, I'm joking. Even the boss did?
Yeah, the boss and the gloss were very popular with our listeners.
So, nice.
Mainly, anytime you put a female in here. You know, it's going
to... No matter what.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, wow, she's so hot.
Did he talk about me at all? I didn't get a chance to listen to the Q&A. I listened to about 4 to 4:45 on my drive.
Yeah, I don't think anything came up regarding you.
Okay, good.
So...
That's either good or because, bad. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's good because otherwise people are going to ask, when are you going to get rid of Raheel? And
yeah.
We don't want that question.
But it's also bad because if he's not talking about me, they're like, hey, we have to start planning an exit strategy here. We can't talk about Raheel on air.
Well, so I think you're pretty safe. I'm gonna go with, you know, it's not What Are the Odds Wednesday, but I think you're 80% safe.
I think it's sure. These Are the Odds Thursday.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, for sure.
I'm hoping I'm safe.
Well I'm excited about this because we have not done a show together since the 1560 days.
Yeah,
when I first started in radio, and when Nuno and I were doing, and it was like four people in the room when we did it. It was this room and we had that big circular microphone stand, and I think it was you, me, Chance, and Frank Bullington, and we just did total nonsense for 2 hours. It was awesome.
Which won't be much different than today, I hope.
Right, absolutely. But and if you're not familiar with Raheel, well, I don't know what's wrong with you, but he's on 9 to 11 with John Raheel and Dell, one of the part of our Murderers Row lineup here. And if you haven't had a chance to listen, they're a lot of fun. I really enjoy their show, and I think most of the Blitzers will like it. So if you've never heard Raheel, 9 to 11.
Wow, man. If you haven't heard me yet, then you are all in on the Blitz, and that's it.
There's a few people who are. I think we have such a terrific lineup that you should be listening to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm biased that way because I don't know that there's another station that has anybody that would be better than what we have. in any of our spots.
Yeah, and we have I agree with you.
Except for me. I mean, that'd be easy to replace. But
it's a great lineup, especially 9-11. I'm with you.
All right, let's start off with a little basketball because interesting game last night. It was basically Steph Curry and the Star of Hope All-Stars for Golden State, and they still hung around for a long time.
Yeah, man, let's take a moment here to pray for the Golden State Warriors, who last night went from five All-Stars in their lineup to just three. And I know Boogie Cousins coming off the quad injury, still not even a year and a half from the Achilles. I get all that. He's still an All-Star caliber center, right?
Absolutely.
And they have Draymond. Draymond's Draymond. He's going to do his thing, and they've got Steph Curry. Last night, the Warriors, for the first time in a few years, were built like most NBA teams, not a super team, not the Warriors with Kevin Durant. And it must have been so hard for their fans. It must have been so hard for them to play with players that are built like other NBA teams, where you have one terrific scorer, you probably have another all-star with them, and then if you're lucky, you have a third one. But usually it's two all-stars and that's it, and then you figure out the role players. So Toronto winning that game, that to me was the easiest play last night. I told John, I was like, dude, right away,
yeah,
Toronto's going to take care of business. Because if
they didn't win that game, it's over.
Yeah, that too. Like, that is just so demoralizing, right? I get that. But even matchup-wise, like, I'm making the argument on the show today that Kevin Durant comes back, he's not going to be the Durant that he was before he went out, where he could just score anytime. He hasn't practiced in almost a month, 4+ weeks. What says that he's going to score against one of the elite defenders in this game in Kawhi Leonard?
Well, what about Clay? I mean, is he going to be 100% when he comes back for game four?
And hamstrings don't heal magically in 2 days.
Yeah, they missed him a lot last night, yeah, because there were a lot of open looks from spots that he usually shoots the ball that never had a chance. And defensively, they missed him.
Yeah, because what they were doing defensively, you have the luxury of a Clay Thompson that you can put on Kyle Lowry and take him out of the game. That changes everything up. And that's what they were doing. It's hard for Kyle now to score on a guy that's taller, more athletic, and just an overall great defender, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have that luxury anymore. And, oh, look what happened. Lowry just goes off.
All right, I want to play a little game with you because in hockey, you always have three stars from the game, right? And I'm going to give you my three stars, and I want you to tell me how far off I am because I'm leaving off one kind of big name.
Okay.
My third star is obviously Steph Curry, who carried that team, 47 points. I mean, they really should have been blown out. And if not for him, they would have been. My second star would be Kyle Lowry, who played really well last night, hit some three-pointers. But my number one star, a little bit of an upset for you, because I'm going to go with Danny Green.
Oh, not at all.
Because in the conference finals when he couldn't hit anything, yeah, and the guy's getting open looks, and you're like, dude, if you just make your shots, the series is over. He was a huge factor last night in getting that lead for him. And hit three-pointers and just made some plays, got there and made, you know, had a steal, was rebounding the ball. I think he was kind of the key to the game quietly for the Raptors.
Yeah, he was my X factor going into the series because you knew Kawhi's going to get to the free throw line, get his points. He's going to do him. Kyle Lowry is, you just want him to hit a few shots a game. That's all you need from him. Siakam, he's going to do what he does. Like, he's going to be a mismatch for somebody. But it's going to all depend on Danny Green because of what you just mentioned, his shooting. And this is the most unbelievable number. They mentioned this on the broadcast yesterday. He's shooting over 50% in the NBA Finals. And he's been there three times. So this isn't just one game, two games. No, he's been there three times. He's shooting over 50% in the NBA Finals. That's a guy that loves big games.
I'm not good at math. Is that good?
Pretty dang good. Pretty, pretty good.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN. Brother Bear says two Southeast Asians sort of on the mic. No, one Southeast Asian, one Middle Eastern. Not a significant difference, but certainly different.
So you go Southeast, or do you go Southeast Asian for Pakistan, India, or do you go South
Asian?
See,
I count you guys. Like my dad used to say, if they're brown and they talk funny, they're mine.
Yeah.
I count you guys.
But
as part of us,
I've had this debate with people about are Pakistanis and Indians Southeast or South Asian? Because Southeast would be Philippines,
right?
and so on, right?
Well, what do you identify more with? Do you identify more with Filipinos or do you identify more with Arabics?
Texan.
Well, I know we are.
Not joking. South Asian.
Okay.
It's South Asian. Yeah. That's what I go with.
So I need to get.
I've rebranded.
I need to get Stevie D in here because he's Indian.
Yeah.
So.
He's a guy that will never let you know that he's Indian or brown. And by that, I mean every single time. My man, Steve. I love him.
Yeah. He's the one that almost got me in trouble for a joke he told me to tell on air about Indian people.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, great. Thanks, buddy. You're going to get me. I've already got the little people of America wanting to boycott. Now you're going to get all of India after me. But he's a good dude.
They're going to attack you in a WhatsApp group. Indians love WhatsApp groups.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have huge issues there. But too many, like, what happens is somebody will start a rumor on WhatsApp, and this is, I'm dead ass serious here. For example, they'll say, Steve. No, I'm not even going to say Steve because this could
you
go really
to,
bad.
Yeah, you don't want that.
They'll say, Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie's a pedophile. No proof. They'll just say, they'll attach a picture of this guy and go, this guy's a pedophile.
Wow.
And it'll just spread all over these WhatsApp groups, and that person will die. Like, they've had issues with people dying because of unverified news and rumors, so they cut it out now. Like, there's a law in place.
There should be a law in place that you can't just run around and say stuff like that about people.
The more you know, Blitzers. That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
World news. I'm your BBC correspondent today.
I love that I learn something new every day. I just learned something new. Thank you very much. So why is ATX Hobo Girl tweeting a photo out of you and Dell with phonies on it?
Well, so last night, Brandon and Jack, who do all of our digital video work for SportsMap and Gout Media in general, they have two different versions of this Carlos Correa, Daniela Rodriguez video that we did. So the one that you tweeted, which is up on SportsMap right now, it's the SportsMap safe one, where it's all fun, good, clean content. And then there's an internet-only one where they put in all these burns and jokes and all this, and that's a screen grab from it where Granado called us phonies, me and Dell, and they put this black and white image up. By the way, you can see it right now on Instagram, Raheel doing things. It's a fan-run account that somebody runs. I'm not like, I don't know who runs it. I put it on Twitter also, but somebody grabs my stuff from Twitter, and they've created this fan-run account called Raheel doing things of me just doing things.
See, I thought that was actually your account.
No, no.
See, that's how you know you made it. That's how you know you're a big star.
It's a blessing every single day that somebody's out there grabbing my stuff from Twitter and then repurposing it. I love it.
And it's less work for you.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-3776 here on a Thursday. Astros up 4-1 already. I can't see what inning. I think it's a sixth. Okay, yeah, top of the sixth. And Verlander on the mound. I think you can go ahead and count this one as a victory after last night's not-so-good performance. All right, guys, I have to tell you about 4hymns.com. And if you're struggling a little bit in the bedroom, or maybe you want to salvage what's left of your hair, maybe you want some skincare help, well, guess what? 4hymns.com can do all of that for you. And they're going to connect you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions for all of those problems. And the cool thing is there's no waiting room. There's no awkward in-person doctor visits. There's no lines. You can save hours by going to 4hymns.com. It is so easy. Basically, you get on there, you answer a few quick questions, you chat with a doctor for a confidential review, and the product gets shipped right to your door. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. That's right. We're setting you up for just $5. We'll get you started for just that while supplies last. See their website for full details and safety information. This would cost you hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. So go to 4hims.com/Fred5. That's the numeral 5. FORHIMS.com/Fred5. 4hims.com/Fred5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. He'll be back tomorrow. And I mean, I was saying earlier that, you know, we've kind of pitched a perfect game without him here with all the fill-ins so far. I'm bringing in my Osuna to close this thing. This is why he's doing the last day, is because I figure if we got this far, we could close the game.
Oh, man.
No pressure.
My wife doesn't want to hear that. Is it too early or too late? No, I'm joking.
Well, how long have you been married?
7 years now.
Oh, you can joke about whatever you want at that point.
Seven years.
You make it 7 years, then everything's fair game.
Do you guys still go on dates?
Sometimes. I mean, it's really been awkward the last, basically all year, because she's been traveling so much for work. Because
you're ED?
No, I got that fixed. I went to poorhymns.com. So you should have done that last segment.
I just wanted to be AJ for 1 minute there.
You can be AJ all you want.
No, I don't want to be AJ. No, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, you have to pretty much make fun of me once every segment if you're going to be AJ.
Exactly.
At least once. I mean, sometimes more. And then every now and then we both pick on Aaron, so I don't feel so like it's all on me. But
you want some of this heat, Aaron? I got you.
Fire away.
In a bit. So she's just been traveling.
She's been traveling a lot because she's got, you know, she's got an international job. So when she gets home, she's always like exhausted for the first week, and then she's got to go back. But we still go out on dates. Yeah, it's like we try at least once a month to go out to a nice restaurant, you know, try a new place, usually something that Eric Sandler recommended, and you know, do that. But it's we've gotten out of that pattern just because she's been gone so much. Yeah.
So we have a 4-year-old daughter, right? So it's harder to do date night.
Yeah, that's a degree of difficulty.
Yeah, but we're doing a date night on Saturday because the daughter is going away to her cousin's house. So
I'm glad you finished that. So she's going away.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope she comes back. I like her.
Yeah, I was about to say.
She's pretty cool. I like her.
She's going away.
So we ended up. And so the reviews are in for Dark Phoenix, X-Men.
Yeah.
We're comic book. I'm a comic book guy. You're a comic book guy. We like watching those movies. My wife was there. Your wife was there for Avengers Endgame. And we don't miss these kind of movies. So I was like, well, let's go watch that. And the reviews are in.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes. I'm going to set the line at over under 45. What do you think it's
at? Ooh, it's got to be under then.
Okay. Resetting the line because you are right. 36.
Okay, it's got to be better than 36.
I'm going to reset the line for you, 27.5.
Oh, my. That bad?
I'm going to reset the line for you one more time, Fred, 24.5. You taking over or under right now?
You know what? I'm going to have to take under at this point.
Yeah, it's like around 23 right now.
Oh, God.
So I told her, hey, look, this movie's not good. It's not good. I know we want to watch it, but it's not good. And I'm still down to go watch it because I want to watch something so bad. Then when we leave, we just appreciate each other. And we're like, you know what? Life's not that bad.
That's a good plan.
You know what? It's okay. Things are bad. Things could be horrible in a marriage. But it's not Dark Phoenix bad right now. And that's good.
See, you'll probably disagree with me on this, but that's how I felt about Aquaman when I left. I just thought, well, it was really visually cool. That's the worst plot I've ever seen.
It was horrible.
Thank you.
Aquaman was dumb. and it's just Jason Momoa.
But it got good stuff on Rotten Tomatoes. That's what I don't get. There's some really bad comic book movies that get very good reviews on there, and then there's some good ones that they're like they just trash, and I'm like, really?
Here's my theory on it. It's hypothesis because it's not proven yet, but it's the Instagram coefficient, and what that is, people we love on Instagram, Jason Momoa is one of the most popular people on Instagram. We're gonna root for him no matter what, no matter how bad that movie is. We're going to say it was pretty good because you know why, Jason Momoa, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is awesome.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be good, especially since I heard from some people that it was really good. But then there's other movies that people just universally pan that I love. Like, I actually love Justice League. I thought it was really good. But you look on there and it's like, oh, it's the worst thing ever.
It was pretty bad.
I thought
it's pretty bad.
It was it's one that the more I watch it, the more I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it's that Instagram thing, and that's why I'm surprised that this one's getting bad reviews, because people love Sansa.
Yeah.
But even her acting can't overcome the Dark Phoenix curse.
Mm. Yeah.
She's not that good of an actress also.
I think that's part of it, and I also think, for some reason, X-Men has been a struggle all along. They've never quite gotten it right, other than Wolverine. But so
first X-Men was dope when it first came out. You know, that was awesome.
But then it just
X-Men First Class was really good.
That was probably my favorite one of all of them.
And then Apocalypse was terrible.
Yeah,
I still haven't finished it. I just stopped it. I was like, this is so bad. So sorry to bring some comic book talk, but I just wanted to, that's my date night on Saturday. It's official.
Oh, okay. You going to go out to a nice dinner too?
If she's paying. I don't know about, hey man, I'm not making that Fred Fowler money. I can't do movies and dinner, son. She better use her research money on this.
Yeah, well, mine always pays for a lot of stuff because she does pretty well.
Yeah, so I was saying, that's so, the same here. So, yeah. Boss, if you're listening, hook your boy up with a little, you know, a little dinner money here. I mean, yeah, we'll probably go somewhere. Yeah,
he'll probably walk in with like a $100 gift card to somewhere.
And I'm not going to say no to that.
No.
No.
But, yeah, and it was a lot of fun doing the show with the boss and the gloss yesterday. That's something you ought to try sometime.
No, I'm good. Because I know I'm going to say something horrible. And
that's what everybody kept saying. It's like, aren't you worried you're going to say something? I was like, no, because I'm just going to do the show. And if I say something stupid, it's not going to be any different than any other day. And
yeah, but you have a little bit more leverage around here. I don't. Hey, Raheel, said some inappropriate things. Sorry. We're going to have to let you go. So I'm good. But they're so nice.
They are. Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, David is just one of the nicest people you're going to run into for a guy who's running a multi-million dollar company.
And, word.
You know, he likes doing his radio show.
And he can still throw a football.
Can he?
My dude. Oh, yeah. He can sling it around. I'm playing a celebrity flag football game with him.
Yeah.
And he can throw the ball still.
Wow.
That dude was completing some dimes. He couldn't catch me, but he was still completing something.
Oh, you were too fast for him, huh?
Yeah, it's two different styles of quarterback play. I was more the, I think I'm just going to run this.
Yeah.
And he's more of a prototypical pocket passer.
I see.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you about getting old. I used to have a really good arm. And now, like, I go out to throw the ball to the dog, and I can barely get the damn thing 20 feet.
Oh,
it's
no.
Just like, ah.
Why?
Because it's just old age on my joints.
Man.
And same thing, like I used to play tennis and I had a pretty good serve because I could, you know, had a real good arm strength. Now it's like, doink.
You see Nadal Federer tomorrow.
Yeah.
6 a.m. start. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm actually probably going to be up. Well, I'm up at 6 every morning anyway.
Yeah.
So, so what's your routine like when you do the show? I mean, what time do you get up? Because you got to take care of the kid, I'm sure, a little bit.
So I used to. Now I'm lucky where my wife is starting. She started a new job where she's working from home. So I no longer have kid responsibility. But before I did, I would drop her every day. And that was one of the cool things. I like it. You know, a lot of people don't get a chance to drop their, especially dads. We don't get a chance to drop our kids to school or daycare. So I liked it, but it would always mean that I was running late. Because kids, their schedule is always wonky, right? You know this. You've raised so many.
Two. That's yeah. So many.
Sounds like that's too many for me.
Oh, that second one is the game changer because you go from being able to play zone to have to play man-to-man.
Exactly. And that's why, hey, you can have a second one? Why? Hold on. You want to make this mistake again? No, she's not a mistake. She's my lovely daughter. I love her. But kids are hard.
Yeah, especially at that age. It gets easier, though. And then they turn into teenagers and hate you.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, like right now, I'm appreciating every minute before she hates me.
She's got about a 7-year window because they actually start acting like teens when they turn about 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's starting to get embarrassed by certain things that I do, so that's even starting. Mm. So I'm like, I'm going to wear my Crocs out in public as long as I can before she gets mad. I'm going to appreciate the little things.
713-780-ESPN. Hey, let's squeeze in a call. Mark wanted to talk about Danny Green. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, Fred? What's going on, Raheel?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, so talking about Danny Green, I'm glad you brought him up because I was with a buddy last night watching the game at a bar, and he was like, man, I can't believe Danny Green, you know, he's going off. And I'm like, man, people forget he was a Ray Allen 3 away from being NBA Finals MVP for 2013 because he was carrying the Spurs that series final, if I remember correctly, like the first three games. He was lights out. So, you know, it's, I don't see Danny Green being anything different than what he was with Spurs.
Yeah, Danny Green's a game changer, man. Not only because of the shooting, but because of that defense. He's a very good defensive player. He's usually good on his assignments. So, look, a lot of NBA players are good one-on-one. That's awesome. You can stop a guy defensively and shut him down and try, right? But it's that team defense that takes your defense from being really good to, whoa, this guy's an excellent defensive player because he doesn't make mistakes on team defense. And Danny Green is one of those guys.
Let's get Nick on real quick. He wanted to talk about kids. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Sports.
Hey, I wanted to jump in just a tad bit because I hear Raheel talking about how he has one kid and he doesn't really look forward to having it anymore. I'm completely with you, man. Like, I got a little girl. She's 2 years old. You know, I'm a single dad and whatnot. And people always tell me, you know, hey, you know, don't you want a son one day? And I'm like, no, why do I want that? You know what I'm saying? Like, my daughter herself is completely fine. You know, that's all I really need. You know what I mean? Like, I already got fixed and I'm good. You know, so I don't need any more in my life. I'm all right.
See, I had the son first, and I thought, like any sports-oriented dad, hey, I'm going to teach him to play football, and he's going to, you know, play baseball and all this stuff. And, you know, that didn't really work out because he wasn't interested in any of it. And great chess player.
Good.
Which I'm good for. And he's very smart. He's in the creative writing program at UH. He just made the dean's list. So he's really, really smart.
Nerd.
Yeah, but he's a nerd.
There's I'm also no, a nerd. That's
but
fine.
No, he's kind of like a beatnik is yeah. how I would describe him. He's a writer. He's got, you know, the shaggy beard. I think the Astros just hit another homer. And I didn't want another kid. But then when we had my daughter, she went through a lot of problems early in her, you know, up until she was 1 year old, we were in and out of Texas Children's, and you really appreciate them at that point.
Yeah.
And she and I are really close, and she's got my personality without all the bad stuff. So I'm really glad we had the second one.
She listens to the show, right?
Oh yeah. Sometimes she pops on here.
Yeah. She tweets a lot. I see that every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, man. Like if you have, like you count your blessings, right? This is awesome. Yeah. You have a healthy kid. Wife did great during the pregnancy. It was you know, relatively easy, and you count those blessings and you're like, do we want to risk all of this again?
Yeah, because I mean, there's
it's crazy. Having a kid is crazy.
It is, and it changes your life, but it's also, you know, and it's pretty damn rewarding though. Once and wait till she starts doing like the kindergarten graduation and stuff like that, you're gonna have fun with that.
Yeah, we had our first ballet recital a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she was front and center. She got the lead spot. And I started booing her because I said, you know what? There's going to be mean people in the world. And you have to learn right now. I'm like, boo, you suck.
That's a good lesson for
her. I'm trying to teach life lessons here.
All right, guys. I have to tell you about my good friend, Lawyer Dave, who's not joining us today because he's out there making money for blitzers. And guys, if you've been hurt in any kind of accident, whether it's car, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, you name it, Lawyer Dave is your man. And he takes care of the blitzers. If you've been hurt by bad drugs, or doctor or hospital negligence, any of that, guess what? He'll take care of that too. And the cool thing is you're not paying a dime unless you win. That's it. The consultation's free. And if you have a legal question about anything, you can call him. If he can help you, he'll tell you. If he can't, he'll tell you that too. But if you need a doctor, you're like, oh, I can't afford a doctor. I had this accident. Well, guess what? They're going to take care of it. They're going to give you one until you win your case. He practices everywhere in Texas. He doesn't get paid unless you win. That's simple. He's betting on you, and he's betting on himself. And guess what? He wins a lot because he's the man. There's other lawyers that get him to go litigate things for him. That's how good he is. Based right here in Houston, you can give him a call, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law or LawyerDave.com. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One more day with no AJ. Raheel filling in. Doing great so far. I knew we were bringing in a closer. So, one last thing on kids. The best thing about mine being the age they are now. Like my daughter's going to stay with me this weekend because Val's going to Canada early. A designated driver.
Okay. It's also a positive. So
like, yeah, that's it. I'll take her to lunch. We'll go to some Mexican place, and I can drink all the margaritas I want because she's driving. So that's the best part about it. Let's do one more call. Paul. What's up, Paul?
Hey, man. How y'all doing today?
Doing sportsy.
I understand. Talking about the daughter thing, my daughter, she had a rump growing up and everything, and she got married and everything, and married a guy that works at a refinery and makes good money, and she makes good money, and I am so proud of her. I love her with all my heart. She loves my Dallas Cowboys. She can chuck a football with me at any time. So I'm going to hang up and let y'all talk.
All right. Loves the Cowboys.
That's beautiful, man.
I've got to wipe it away here. We're going to have bad weather again tonight, aren't we?
Are we?
Yeah, Stephen, the weather guy, just tweeted at me. Says, don't be shocked if the sky gets rocking this evening. Storms look to have more potential to impact our area than was previously thought. Can we stop with this? I thought yesterday was enough.
And yesterday, you know, luckily for a majority of us, wasn't too bad. I saw Wharton got hit pretty hard, man.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
So that's the thing. The city's so spread out. Like, you can be in an area that doesn't get hit very hard, and then, you know, you got a friend who's flooding on the other side of town.
My brother, a couple weeks ago when we had the big, like, storm just moving on, random Thursday night, he's like, my neighborhood's flooded. I'm like, we have sun right now. We're going to the pool if you want to join us.
Man.
But I also live far, so.
Yeah, well, you're out in the sticks.
I live out in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, the R&R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Richmond Rosenberg, baby. It's like the new L.A. out there, really.
Oh, really?
People consider it to be the hip place to be.
Okay, so it's like Montrose. Right. It's like the West End Montrose.
It's Montrose at affordable rates.
Okay.
And with just more Nigerians and Pakistanis.
Oh, so
a lot of Nigerian families out there. In my neighborhood, at least.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you intentionally move there to be close to other Pakistani families?
No. We moved there to be away. We didn't want to be next to all the Pakistani families.
Ah.
I wanted to be by the farms. I wanted to see cows and horses on my drive home, which I still see. But now a lot of people are moving out to Richmond Rosenberg because it's just so expensive everywhere else.
Yeah, and well, there's good schools out there too, right?
Yeah, Fort Bend.
Yeah,
Fort Bend ISD, baby.
That's the thing. I probably wouldn't live where we lived if my kids were having to live with me and go to school over there.
Yeah,
because that's the one thing that's kind of lagging behind that area. But you know, I love it otherwise. 713-780 ESPN. So now we didn't talk about this in the first segment, but. Do you see the guy who shoved Kyle Lowry is a part owner? Or are we supposed to call him investor now? What are we supposed to call him?
You that insensitive, man? You can't say the O word anymore. We're not allowed to say. We put a no more O word.
Wow.
Okay? Do you want to disrespect NBA players?
Okay, but
no shock. The dude's worth $2.3 billion.
It's not bad.
That's some entitlement money right there.
Well, in California, that's only like $1.5 million.
That's true. He has a four-bedroom.
Somebody was... I don't know if you saw the thing about the Jeopardy guy, how much he actually made once they kicked in the California state taxes because they film it there.
Yeah.
About half.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do they have an entertainment tax as well? Because I know a lot of teams, when they travel, the paychecks that you get, there's an entertainment tax that is also hit.
Yeah, they have there's actually it started by sports leagues, but basically, like the Astros, Washington doesn't have it. But let's say Washington actually had an income tax, then their game checks would get taxed for that in Washington.
Yeah.
So like anytime you play in California. So when they played in Oakland, they'd get taxed for that. It's crazy. And technically, they can do this. Like when we were doing the Super Bowl in San Francisco, technically they could have taxed our income out there because we were working in California.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, I saw that he was, first of all, what are you doing courtside doing? There's no reason for you to push an NBA player. Okay? Because I agree, and I know LeBron James will always post something. You're like, huh, come on, LeBron, eye roll. He's right. He's right. Like, you got to know, especially if you are sitting in those seats a lot, there is some basic decorum that don't touch an NBA player. What are you doing?
Yeah,
no reason to push him
you
back.
You can try to catch him. Yeah. When they're diving for the ball to keep him from getting hurt. And that's totally fine.
Usually not an issue.
Yeah.
You can, you know, a lot of NBA players, this happens a lot, where because the action is so close to the crowd that they'll go into the crowd and usually a fan will touch them or say, good job, Kyle.
You pat him on the shoulder.
And even if they'll just say, all right, man, and they'll get him back out there. It's different when he wasn't even involved in the play, this guy, the investor. And he went out of his way. He reached over somebody to go, hey, get out of the seats, buddy. Not here. Not in the Oracle.
Well, it was funny when it happened. Well, when the story started breaking last night, I'm like, okay, this has got to be some kind of rich to be in those seats for this game. Yeah, you've got to be somebody important. And turns out, yeah, he was. He's an investor in the team. What do you think the punishment should be for that? I know this is like one moment that the guy had that was bad, but I kind of think you got to make him sell his shares.
I wouldn't go that far. I would say he's not going to be at any more NBA Finals games. I don't think it's going to make it back there anyways. I think this is over in five.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone's hurt. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but it's you take away the seats at least. I don't think you have to sell the shares. That's a huge penalty.
Well, I think it's deserving. You don't go pushing a player that comes, especially if you're part of the team. You would suspend a coach if he did that, right?
Yeah, you would suspend him, but you wouldn't take away something that's worth multi-million. I don't know how much stake he has in the team, but it's got to be worth more than just a million, right? Like, let's go 10 million. Because he has a small stake in it, right?
I think so, but they announced his punishment about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So he is now banned for 1 year from all NBA activities and all Warriors team activities, and has also been fined $500,000.
Okay, I guess I'll accept that.
$500,000.
Oh, that's tip money to a dude worth $2.1 billion. Come on,
yeah, that's still a lot of money.
It's a lot of money to you and me. It's not a lot of money to a guy like that.
$500,000.
He probably pays that much for massages when he hangs out with Robert Kraft.
That's the privilege of not getting caught, right? The $500,000.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, that's only $68, but the privilege comes in at $500. Where, hey, guaranteed you won't get caught.
You know what? That's probably a very, very small piece of his...
His net worth is $2.3 billion.
Yeah, so do the math on it. What is that? I'll do it in the break here. I like always doing this, right? The average person, how much of a fine would that be? Is that like $2? Is it a slap on the wrist or is it something significant?
So what standard are we going to use for money per year? What, $80,000 a year?
Yeah, I usually just look up average male income in the United States and go from that. Because it changes a lot.
Well, with him, you should look up average white male income.
Okay.
If you're going to make it, you know, apples to apples.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because we know white people make more money.
Yeah.
All right.
That way you bring down the numbers, minorities, including me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We come back. I want to find out why Raheel thinks this ends in five. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So the Astros are up 5-1, but the bases are loaded with one out for the Mariners and Will Harris on the hill. So just a quick update. So what did we come up with for the fine?
So the fine was $500,000 to a man that is worth a reported $2.3 billion. We're talking about the guy that pushed Kyle Lowry yesterday.
Yes.
And the percentage of his income, $500,000, is about 0.02173% of his income, which would then translate. We're just going to go with $80,000. Right? Okay. That's a good number to start with.
Yeah, yeah. That's a little less than what you make, but okay.
So 0.021% of $80,000 is about $17. Now, here's the question. Are you guys pushing somebody for $17?
Like somebody,
it wasn't even a push. It was a shove.
Yeah, it's a shove.
It was a, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, not in these parts. It wasn't a real...
Not at Oracle Arena, buddy. No.
Not at the Oracle. Old gentrified-ass arena. I tell you, I went to a game there, and it is the most gentrified arena ever.
Yeah.
Like, there's... Nobody can afford to get in except for tech bros.
Yeah.
It's so
and like
bad.
High-end ones.
But I appreciated it. I was like, yo, there's a juicery in here. I just got a quinoa salad. Okay, I'm with it.
Now, see, you used to be in that world, right? So this guy should be right up your alley. Yeah. Those should be your people.
Those are my dudes. We're just tipping with $100 bills. Not a big deal. Yeah, so like in any setting, you taking a $17 fine?
Yeah, if I can get away with, you just name the crime. By the way, 5-3 now. Two outs.
Oh, Will Harris gave up runs? No way. Yeah. Will Harris gave up a big hit? No way. Yeah,
Justin Verlander doesn't look too happy about that.
I would never feel
pretty
good.
Sure those got charged to him.
Yeah.
Lamont says, this show blows. WTF, no OTA updates. I need to know if J.J. Watt was holding a baby at practice today. Get with the program, losers. You know, we could do a whole segment on, what should the Texans do with Jadeveon Clowney? Should they sign him? Should they trade him? What should they? No, we're not going to do that.
Let's do our biggest takeaways from practices that we didn't watch except for like 2 minutes because that's when the media is allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, biggest takeaway, man, I'm telling you, this receiver group, pretty good.
Well,
yeah, because it features the best receiver in the league. Okay, my big takeaway from OTAs that I haven't watched because it's only open for 2 minutes at the end of OTAs, I don't think this O-line's going to be that good. That's my big takeaway.
Oh, so far, not being in pads, from what I've heard from people who've heard things from people who've been there, this offensive line is going to be really good. So, shame on you.
It's going
to
be good.
People are bitching about comparing wealth to income. Just stop it, guys. It's not that big of a... It's not that big of a deal. We're trying to have fun with something. Just relax. It's okay. It's Thursday.
Where is this bitching happening?
It's like, no, you should be comparing. You have to take his 80,000 times 20 for net worth versus, yeah, that kind
okay.
of stuff.
Whoever wrote that, I'll make it easy for you. Shut up, nerd.
You know, I think I'm pretty nerdy, but that's way beyond just being a standard nerd.
You must be a blast at parties, whoever that person was. Oh, wait, Steve is coming. Oh, it's the worst. No. Tell him we're doing it tomorrow.
Let me take out my calculator here. I want to see how much you've spent on alcohol here because, you know, there's only 14 people, and I think you've spent way too much. And let me get the numbers here for you. That's you, Texter.
That dude has a tipping app for sure.
And here's another run coming home.
He wants to. Oh, good job, Astros.
Yeah, 5-4 now.
Why is Will Harris a thing?
I don't think Will Harris has it today, Raheel. Just...
I would be. He hasn't had it in a long time.
Oh man,
I'd be so mad if I'm Verlander, I'm like, well, really? Couldn't have hooked me up with a Presley spot here.
I think our listeners are just proud that they can come on and tell us that these are two different things we're trying to talk about, and you know it's important to them.
Dude,
so.
Awesome life lesson. Thanks, man.
Again, this is...
That dude just took a class on, hey, financial investments and financial maintenance is important in your life. Your net income isn't your net worth.
We haven't even made it out of the first hour, and I've learned two things today already. It's pretty amazing. By the way, game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight, St. Louis at Boston, and that will be right here on our station.
So it is?
Yeah.
Word?
Yeah, we've had the Stanley. I hate to break it to you. We've had the Stanley Cup Finals for every game.
I didn't know that. I like watching it because there's nothing better than what, Fred? Playoff hockey.
Overtime playoff hockey is the best. But no, the thing about hockey to me, it's like soccer. It's so much better in person because when you can see the plays develop, it's a hard watch on TV unless you're like a huge fan like I am. But man, a game in person is just awesome. Same thing with soccer. I really didn't appreciate soccer until the first time I went to a big match. And it's like you realize that, well, it looks like they're standing around on TV. They're actually setting things up, and guys are trying to get in position. And you can see it develop, and it's just really cool to watch.
To me, it's both of those sports. They're only good, like really good to watch. And I'll even throw this in there. Baseball playoffs, they're only good when you have a rooting interest.
I agree with that.
So much more fun, right? Last year, I adopted the Golden Knights because I've been a fan forever. Lifelong fan.
Yeah, for a whole year.
Yep, lifelong. I mean, I was born into it. And that was my team, and I started watching them just for the playoff run. And it was fun. It was exciting to have somebody have a rooting interest, right? But even then, it wasn't real, right? It was me being stupid, but it was fun. Soccer, when Team USA or the USA men's national team is in the World Cup, that is fun. Like that, every second matters. And then baseball, obviously, we all went through it with the Astros World Series run, the ALCS last year. That is the best when you have a rooting interest. Outside of that, when was the last time, be honest, both of you guys, when was the last time you watched a full Major League Baseball playoff series that didn't feature one of your teams?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Once the Astros were out last year, I didn't care about the World Series.
Same.
I mean, I kept up with it because we had to talk about it. And I watched some of it, but as far as a game start to finish?
Ain't nobody watching that. Nobody's watching it. The numbers reflect that as well.
Well, it's basketball's a little different because I watch a lot of, you know, I did watch some Raptors games because the wife's a fan. But for the most part, I'm not going to watch a full game unless the Rockets are in it either. I'll flip around. I mean, I'll watch some of it. Football's probably the only one that I'll watch.
Football's the only one that we all watch no matter what. Yeah. Right? Like, you're going to watch the NFC title game. You're going to watch the quarter. You're going to watch all these games because it's football, and we're programmed to do it. And it's actually fun to watch, right? Because it's not a seven-game or potentially seven-game investment. It's a one-game, hey, this is over when it's over. That's it. There's no, they're going to go back here and travel, all this. No, that's it. One game, we're done. So it's fun to watch. That's the only sport. Even basketball. I love basketball. That's my favorite, right? All time. I'll watch every NBA playoff series. But even then, if your team's not in it, you're right. Like, if the Rockets aren't in it, why would anybody watch it?
And see, it's kind of weird because, like, I watch every UH game just like you watch every UT game. But I'll also sit there and watch a random Memphis Tulane game.
Yep.
Or, yeah, you know, and I'll pretty much watch every Texas and A&M game too. But, yeah, you know, I can, with football, I can sit there on a Thursday night and watch, you know, I can watch Mac football on a Wednesday and enjoy it. It's very strange.
But are you putting money on it?
Usually, yes.
Well, see, no, that has a rooting interest, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't bet them all, but I do bet some of them.
Yeah. And I think the Saturday night primetime game, right, no matter if the Longhorns are in it or not, that game I watch, like if Clemson is playing A&M, I'm pumped. I'm excited for the storylines. I want to watch that. I'm glued because it's, again, one game.
Right.
It's not a freaking two-week adventure.
Well, I want to ask you about something that, but we got to go to break. When we come back, about this tournament that Adam Silver was talking about, because I want to get your take on it, because it, to me, if it means fewer regular season games and increases the importance of regular season games, and you throw another kind of cup in, I think that's kind of a cool idea, but I kind of want to know what you think, and we'll do that when we come back, along with a lot of other stuff. We'll mix it up. We've been pretty sportsy, so we'll throw some non-sports in there. And guys, Father's Day fast approaching, and guess what? I know what you're thinking. All right, what am I going to get my dad? He's got everything. I want to get him something he loves. I want to get him something that's useful. Don't get him a tie. That's just going to be a disaster. You want to get something that you're not going to have to spend a lot of money on. Well, that's Harry's. You can do all three with Harry's quality durable blades at honest prices. They're just $2 each, and they've got a great special offer for Father's Day. You can get $5 off a Harry shave set and treat yourself or the man in your life to a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. All you have to do is use F-A-O-U-R at Harrys.com. We were talking about kids earlier. If my kids are listening, this is a great gift for your dad. This Father's Day, Harry's has a special offer just for you. $5 off a shave from Harry's with code F-A-O-U-R at Harry's.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code F-A-O-U-R at Harry's.com. And guess what? If you're not satisfied, you're going to get your $3 back. So how about this? You're going to get a gift for that money that your father's going to love or the man in your life's going to love. And if he doesn't, you get your money back. Go to Harry's.com today. Use code F-A-O-U-R at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know you're a blitzer. That's Harry's.com, code F-A-O-U-R.
Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.